Welcome once again to our program, Everyday English. The English language has got common ways of expressing wishes, necessities, and obligations. One way is by the use of some of the auxiliary verbs. The auxiliary verbs and the expressions of wishes and obligations include
should like to,
would like to,
ought to,
be,
and its parts like
is, was,
am, are, where.
Listen to these simple examples.
I should like to do the work before leaving the house.
I should like to do the work before leaving the house. This expresses a wish on Ajo's part, should like to, followed by the true infinitive form of the verb. Here's a sentence which expresses the same meaning.
I would like to do the work before leaving the house.
Would like to, should like to. These express a wish. The important thing to note is that the wish is likely to be fulfilled or realized. I would like to do the work. I would like to do the work. Then I should like to do the work. Now let's listen to how ought to is used. Ought to, unlike would and should, is not used to express wishes, but necessity or obligation. Now listen.
I ought to finish the work. It is necessary that I finish the work. It is an obligation as well. I am obliged to finish the work.
We learned a few weeks ago that must, used in the affirmative, expresses the same idea, necessity or obligation.
I ought to finish the work. It is necessary that I finish the work. It is an obligation as well. I am obliged to finish the work.
Ought to expresses an obligation or necessity that the speaker thinks will be fulfilled. Another way of expressing necessity or obligation, which is likely to be fulfilled, is by the use of the auxiliary verb to be and its parts. For example,
I am to finish the work before I leave the house.
I am to finish the work before I leave the house. An obligation or necessity. I am obliged to finish the work. It is necessary that I finish the work.
They were to finish the work before they left the house.
In all the examples that you've heard, the wish, obligation or necessity refers to present or future time. But a wish or obligation or necessity is possible in the past. When we want to express these concepts in the past, we add the verb have followed by the past participle of the verb. Now listen, please.
I should like to do the work before leaving the house.
A wish in the present or future. The wish is likely to be fulfilled. But now listen to this.
I should have liked to do the work before I left the house.
I should have liked to do the work. This is also an expression of a wish, but it is in the past. And more important, the wish was not fulfilled. I should have liked to. Unfulfilled wish. Here's another example.
I should like to have sent the letter.
Yes. Or?
I would like to have sent the letter.
Yes. Neither Ajo nor Kofi was able to fulfill their wish or intention. The word ought is another member of the class of words which can be used to express an unfulfilled wish or intention. For example,
I ought to have sent the letter before coming here.
But Kofi didn't. Here, what was unfulfilled is an obligation or necessity. Should like, would like, and ought to. The common auxiliary verbs, be, need some attention too. Now, listen to this sentence.
I am to post these letters before I go to the office.
I am to. This expresses an obligation or necessity for the present or future. It is expected that the necessity or obligation will be fulfilled, as already pointed out. In the past, however, the meaning is different.
I was to have posted these letters before I went to the office.
I was to have posted these letters, but I didn't. That is the implication. Now, we've met four such verbs: should like, would like, ought to, and be. What about the word must?
He must be out of his mind.
He must be out of his mind. This is an expression of someone's feeling about another person. To Ajo, the person is very likely out of his mind. Ajo does not express a hope, wish, or necessity or obligation. This explains why the sentence,
he must have been out of his mind,
does not express absence of fulfillment, although it is in the past. In other words, must does not belong to the class of verbs we are considering. The sentence,
he must have been out of his mind,
expresses probability or inference in the past, someone's feeling that an event is probable. Although the auxiliary verb must is being used here with have and the participle of the verb, it does not express obligation, necessity, or hope, and therefore cannot express an unfulfilled obligation, necessity, or hope. Now, a further note on the word must. I have pointed out that must, in the sentences we've heard so far, expresses probability or inference in present and past time. To refresh your memory, please listen.
He must be out of his mind.
Present probability or likelihood or inference. It is probable that he is out of his mind. I can infer that he is out of his mind.
He must have been out of his mind.
Past probability or likelihood or inference. It was probable he was out of his mind. But must can express necessity and obligation as well. For example,
I must stop drinking.
I must stop drinking. Necessity. It is necessary that I stop drinking. If this is an expression of necessity, then its past form should express unfulfilled necessity. The form of must, when it means necessity, occurs in sentences like,
I must stop drinking.
I should have stopped drinking.
I must stop drinking. I should have stopped drinking. But I didn't. The necessity was unfulfilled.
I should have stopped drinking.
It was necessary for me to stop drinking, but I didn't. Now, bear in mind that must has several meanings. We choose the past form according to the meaning. Necessity must, as has its past, should have. While probability must, has as its past, must have, and the two shouldn't be confused. Must, of course, can express obligation or duty.
You must pay your water bills early.
Obligation, which means the past form should refer to an unfulfilled obligation. When it means obligation, the past of must is should have, not must have.
You should have paid your water bill early.
An obligation which was not fulfilled. Now a short dialogue.
Hello? Hello? 7569 here. Oh, Mama, I see. No one told me about it. Yes. I should like to have gone too. Oh. Bye for now.
Who was it?
Mama. She was telling me about a religious retreat she and friends were invited to. I should like to have joined them.
Did she go?
No. She had other things to do, she said, although she hoped to have gone too.
I was to have been at the meeting too. I was to have seen her for directions to that place.
So you knew about it. I didn't.
You ought to have seen me last week. You said you would.
I knew, but you seem to have forgotten that you were to have left me a note at the office.
I should have, but I forgot to.
You must have been under great pressure last week.
Now let's look at some of the sentences again. Adjo's sentence...
You seem to have forgotten that you were to have left me a note.
Means it was expected that Kwesi would leave a note, but he didn't.
You were to have left me a note.
Which you didn't do. Unfulfilled expectation in the past. Adjo's sentence contains another occurrence of to have.
You seem to have forgotten.
This part of the sentence does not imply or mean absence of fulfillment in the past. Seem is not one of those verbs which you use to express unfulfilled events in the past with to have. Here's another sentence.
You ought to have seen me last week.
Another instance of unfulfilled event in the past. Adjo expected to see Kofi last week, but the expectation was not realized.
You ought to have seen me last week.
Ought is one of the verbs that can be interpreted this way. Here's another sentence.
She was telling me about a religious retreat she and her friends were invited to. I should like to have gone.
I should like to have gone, but she didn't. An unfulfilled wish in the past. The verb like belongs to the group of verbs we've been considering.
I should like to have gone.
Observe the construction, to have gone. I think that's all we have time for. Goodbye, listeners, and have a good day.